church. When I watch the Christian television, this spirit is still going on. When all we do is preach and send me $5 for 3 days and send me a seed faith offering. We send in for blessing plans and many of them get the blessing and you get stuck with the plan. When the flamboyance and lifestyle of the minister makes people not want to give. Come on, help me here something. And you got gold and nugget rings on every finger. Y'all not feeling me around here. Church struggling and you got a Rolls Royce and a Bentley. And you wonder why people don't want to sow into the kingdom. Y'all not feeling what I'm saying. Because so many of us have taken advantage of the people. And that's why I say to you all the time, you all not get so caught up with the preacher got a suit on. Well, the preacher got a shirt or a towel. I know you got your preferences, but you know what? You shouldn't get so caught up in that. Well, you make it about clothes. That's part of the problem. Too many of us who serve in ministry, it's all about how we look. It's all about what we got. Now, I'm not saying that the preacher should not be taken advantage of, but I'm saying do things right by the book. Have something right. Have an agreement. You ain't got to steal or take from folk. Just be honest with people. You ought to get taken care of as the church blesses, but you don't have to manipulate, intimidate, or steal from people. Just serve the Lord and serve well, and God will take care of you. You ain't got to take, you ain't got to pimp nobody.